Hello everyone, good morning. I want to wish everyone a happy Father's Day today. I have something special here to share with you fathers, and there's something here for each and every one of us. If you're not a father here today, God has a word for you. Thank you so much for allowing me to share with you in this time. And I want to read to you a few things from John, the book of John, if you'd like to turn there. But I want to talk about Jesus's favorite topic, the thing that Jesus loved to speak about more than anything else, was his father. You know, he talked a lot about a lot of different topics, but his number one topic was the father in scripture. And he spoke about his deep abiding relationship with his Abba. And that was his favorite subject. And so Jesus's love and adoration for the father are so evident as you read the red letters of the New Testament, the words of Jesus. And Jesus had such a desire to please and to serve and to glorify and to honor his heavenly father. And we at Hope Springs would love to honor fathers today, and especially our heavenly father. You know, through Jesus's work on the cross, he gave us an incredible gift. And that incredible gift is he gave us the ability to have his relationship with the Father, deep and intimate and close, and every hindrance removed because of what Jesus did on that cross. And so we celebrate Jesus and his work today so that we can have his relationship with the Father. And I want to read you some verses today. When I read these verses, I realize I'm standing on holy ground. These are powerful verses spoken from Jesus. And as I read these verses, I want you to remember I'm reading you the menu. This is the menu of what you get to experience in the Father and how you get to experience the Father's love. And so probably the most important thing that I'm going to share with you today are these verses from Jesus, and just that explain how much he wanted to please the Father and to honor the Father and to love the Father. And I want to focus on John, the book of John, because there's so many verses about the Father heart of God in scripture. And so I'll start in John chapter 5, verses 19 through 20. So Jesus explained, "I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son does also. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything he's doing. In fact, the Father shows him how to do even greater works than healing this man. Then you will truly be astonished." And so Jesus' heart was to bless and to honor and to live for the Father, to live for him. In John chapter 7, I'm going to skip many verses today, but in John chapter 7, verses 16 through 19, Jesus said this, "So Jesus told them, 'My message is not my own. It comes from God who sent me. Anyone who wants to do the will of the Father will know whether my teaching is from God or merely my own. Those who speak for themselves want glory only for themselves, but a person who seeks to honor the one who sent him speaks truth, not lies. Moses gave you the law, but none of you obeys it. In fact, you're trying to kill me." And Jesus is saying, "Hey, I'm only giving you the Father's message, and you're angry with me because I'm giving you the Father's message." But Jesus cared more about the Father than what other people thought, and he continued to follow closely, follow his Father closely. In John 10, verses 37 through 38, Jesus said this, "Don't believe me unless I carry out my Father's work. But if I do his work, believe in the evidence of the miraculous works I have done, even if you don't believe me. Then you will know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." This, again, speaks of Jesus' close, intimate connectedness with his Father. Such a powerful relationship, the Father and the Son, and this narrative of Jesus' life. You know, John chapter 12, verses 44 through 45, Jesus shouted to the crowds, "If you trust me, you're trusting not only in me, but also God who sent me. For when you see me, you are seeing the one who sent me. I have come as a light to shine in this dark world so that all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in the dark." I want to read to you from John chapter 14. Jesus says, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And so Jesus is showing his heart here. He's showing that he so longs to share his relationship with the Father. He wants to share the Father with us. He's saying, in my Father's house, there are many rooms. Room for you in my Father's house. There's room for you in relationship with the Father. I want to give you my relationship with the Father. Jesus is revealing that. John 14:7, Jesus said this, if you had really known me, you would know who my Father is. From now on you do know him and have seen him. Let me read that to you again. If you had really known me, you would know who my Father is. From now on you do know him and have seen him. And so Jesus is revealing to his followers how to know the Father. And you can know the Father through the character of the Son. It's an incredible thing. A little further down, verses 10 and 11. Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father's in me? The words I speak are not my own, but my Father who lives in me does his work through me. Just believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe because of the work you've seen me do. And here Jesus is showing the Father's heart through his actions, through his kindness, through the way he lived his life, encouraging us that we too can know the Father. In chapter 14, verse 23, Jesus replied, all who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and he will come and make, and we will come and make our home with each of them. And so this verse, Jesus reveals, just hours away before the cross, he reveals the purpose of the cross to give us his relationship with the Father. And he's also revealing that he's longing to make room for fellowship, for intimacy, for worship, for a deep relationship with not only him, but with his Father. Jesus is inviting us into that. It's such a beautiful thing that Jesus wants us to know the incredible one that he knows. Jesus wants to know this loving God that he knows. Jesus wants us to know the care and the comfort, the protection, the joy, just the kindness of the Father, his Abba. And so let's go over to chapter 15. I love these words. John 15, verses 9 and 10, Jesus says this, I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. And so Jesus is saying, you know, the way that the Father loves me, I know that I'm loved by the Father, Jesus is saying, and I want you to know that you're loved by me and that you're loved by the Father, and that there's room for you at the Father's table. And John 16, I know we're moving quickly, but there's so many verses about the Father in the Gospels. Jesus' favorite topic was to speak about the Father. John 16:32 says this, but the time is coming, indeed it's here now, when you'll be scattered. Each one is going to leave me alone, yet I am not alone because the Father is with me. And Jesus had this experience of the deep abiding presence of the Father and the Spirit, and he knew that the Father was with him. And God wants you to know that he's with you. And Jesus is saying that through relationship with me, you can have relationship with my Father, and he'll never leave you. He'll always be with you. In chapter 17, Jesus is in prayer. Chapter 17, verses 1 through 4. After saying all these things, Jesus looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so he can give glory back to you. For you have given him authority over everyone. He gives eternal life to each one you have given him, and this is the way to have eternal life, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, the one you sent to earth. I brought glory to you here on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. Now, Father, bring me into the glory we shared before the world began. And Jesus knows it's time to come home. It's time to go and be with the Father, and he knows that his time has come to give his life for the sins of the world and to give his life for us. And he's saying that eternal life, the key to eternal life, is knowing the Father through the Son. And And Jesus wants you not to have just heard about the Father. He wants you to truly know the Father, to know His Abba. You know, in John 17, verses 20 through 23, Jesus continues, "I'm praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who will ever believe in me through their message. I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I, Father, are one. As you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us, so that the world will believe that you sent me." And so there's this invitation into the love that's between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. There's this invitation to come and join. You know, down through the ages, the church leaders have called this the perichoresis, the wild dance of the Trinity, the dance of God, where we're invited to come and enjoy the presence of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and this incredible relationship of love that's like a dance between the three. And we're invited. We have a place in that relationship because of what Jesus has done. It's incredible. It's a reason to rejoice and to be filled with joy today. John chapter 20, verse 17. This is after the resurrection, after Jesus is risen. And it says this, "Don't cling to me," Jesus said, "for I haven't yet ascended to the Father. But go, find my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." And Jesus is saying, because of the cross and the resurrection, He's not only my Father, He's your Father. You know, he's not only my God, He's your God. And because we can just thank Jesus today because of what He's done. His Abba is our Abba. It's such a glorious thing, such a reason to celebrate. And so John, who's been called the Apostle of Love, he records all these ideas of the Father given to him by the Holy Spirit through the words of Jesus and in the life of Jesus. And it's such a glorious thing to remember this Apostle of Love. One of the reasons he's called the Apostle of Love is because he experienced love. And it transformed his life. He experienced the love of Jesus, and the love of Jesus helped him experience the love of the Father. And so John described himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved. And God would love for you to describe yourself that way. I'm the disciple whom Jesus loves. And He would love for you to have that same relationship with God that Jesus had. You know, John goes on, he wrote a letter in 1 John, and I'll read you bits and pieces from that. 1 John 1:3 says this, "We proclaim to you what we ourselves have actually seen and heard, so that you may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." Our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. You know, that's a powerful truth. That's what Scripture is inviting us into, this incredible fellowship with the Father and with the Son and with the Spirit. And 1 John 3:1 says this, "See how very much our Father loves us, for He calls us His children, and that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know Him." And that breaks God's heart. He longs for every person to know Him. "See how very much our Father loves us, for He calls us His children." Don't you know that God wants you to know Him as your Father, that you're His child? And that's what we are, but the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we're God's children because they don't know Him. And so our heart is for every person in this world to come to know the Father's love, to know that they're created by God and loved by God. You know, whenever in the Old Testament, in Genesis 44:30, the sons of Jacob describe Jacob's love for Benjamin. This, it says, his life, Jacob's life, is bound up in the boy's life. And that's the way it is for God the Father. His life is bound up in Jesus's life, and our lives should be bound up in their life. You know, they love us so much. Jesus proved His love for us and the Father's love, that He would die for us. What more could He do? What more could He give? And our lives should be bound up in the Father's love, and the Father's love is bound up in our life, in our lives. I know that. Deuteronomy 1:31. I love this verse on Father's Day. And you saw how the Lord your God cared for you all along the way as you traveled through the wilderness, just as a father cares for his child. Now he has brought you to this place, and I want to encourage you that the father, fathers, you know, you've been loving your children all along the way. Continue to do so, and God's going to show up. And thank God for our fathers who've loved us along the way. And thank God, thank Father God, because he has certainly loved us all along the way. And he's brought us to this place, and he'll lead us forward. He'll take us on. You know, Jude begins his letter this way. This letter is from Jude, a slave of Jesus Christ and a brother of James. I am writing to all who have been called by the Father, who loves you and keeps you safe in the care of Jesus Christ. May God give you more and more mercy, peace, and love. You know, that's what the Father does. That's who he is. Ephesians 1:3, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. The Father has blessed us in every way because of Christ, because of what Jesus has done. I want to read to you this. I think it's very powerful. It's written by Barry Adams. And this little, this is called The Father's Love Letter. So powerful. I want to read it to you. My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. Psalm 139:1. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. Psalm 139:2. I'm familiar with all your ways, Psalm 139:3. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered, Matthew 10:29-31. For you were made in my image, Genesis 1:27. In me you live and move and have your being, Acts 17:28. For you are my offspring, Acts 17:28. I knew you even before you were conceived, Jeremiah 1:4-5. I chose you when I planned creation, Ephesians 1:11-12. You were not a mistake, for all your days are written in my book, Psalm 139:15-16. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live, Acts 17:26. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, Psalm 139:14. I knit you together in your mother's womb, Psalm 139:13, and brought you forth on the day you were born, Psalm 71:6. I've been misrepresented by those who don't know me, John 8:41-44. I'm not distant and angry, but am the complete expression of love, 1 John 1:4-16. And it's my desire to lavish my love on you, 1 John 3:1. Simply because you are my child and I am your father, 1 John 3:1. I offer you more than your earthly father ever could, Matthew 7:11. For I'm the perfect father, Matthew 5:48. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand, James 1:17. For I'm your provider and I meet all your needs, Matthew 6:31-33. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope, Jeremiah 29:11. Because I love you with an everlasting love, Jeremiah 31:3. My thoughts toward you are countless as the sands on the seashore, Psalm 139:17-18. And I rejoice over you with singing, Zephaniah 3:17. I'll never stop doing good to you, Jeremiah 32:40. For you're my treasured possession, Exodus 19:5. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul, Jeremiah 32:41. And I want to show you great and marvelous things, Jeremiah 33:3. If you seek me with all your heart, you'll find me, Deuteronomy 4:29. Delight in me and I'll give you the desires of your heart, Psalm 37:4. For it is I who gave you those desires, Philippians 2:13. I'm able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine, Ephesians 3:20. For I'm your greatest encourager, 2 Thessalonians 2:16-17. I'm also the Father who comforts you in the middle of all your troubles, 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. When you're brokenhearted, I'm close to you, Psalm 34:18. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I've carried you close to my heart, Isaiah 40:11. One day I'll wipe away every tear from your eyes, Revelation 21, 3 through 4. And I'll take away all the pain you've suffered on this earth, Revelation 21, 3 through 4. I'm your Father, and I love you even as I love my Son Jesus, John 17, 23. For in Jesus my love for you is revealed, John 17, 26. He is the exact representation of my being, Hebrews 1, 3. He came to demonstrate that I'm for you, not against you, Romans 8, 31. And to tell you that I'm not counting your sins, 2 Corinthians 5, 18 through 19. Jesus died so you and I could be reconciled, 2 Corinthians 5, 18 through 19. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you, 1 John 4, 10. I gave up everything I love that I might gain your love, Romans 8, 31 through 32. If you receive the gift of my Son Jesus, you receive me, 1 John 2, 23. And nothing will ever separate you from my love again, Romans 8, 38 through 39. Come home and I'll throw the biggest party heaven's ever seen, Luke 15, 7. I've always been Father and will always be Father, Ephesians 3, 14 through 15. My question is, will you be my child? John 1, 12 through 13. I am waiting for you, Luke 15, 11 through 32. Love, your Abba, Almighty God. And so that's God's letter to you on Father's Day. He loves you. He's the perfect Father. He's for you. You know, our Father is the perfect Father. He's so strong and wise beyond measure. And we need a relationship with Him. And one of the things He specializes in is helping us through pain, because He's been through so much pain. He can remove the thorn from your heart. He can show you the way forward to emotional healing, inner healing. Jesus wants to heal your heart. And the Father's been through so much pain because He lost His Son. And He suffered with everyone who's ever suffered in this world. He has a tear bottle and He weeps with us. Jesus wept, you know, as God in the flesh. He wept. And God weeps. He weeps for His people and for those He loves. And so God knows pain, and He can heal the pain in your heart. And so we all need a relationship with the Father to find His healing. I want to close with this prayer. And it's a prayer of Fursey of Ireland. And he was a missionary. And Fursey died in about, it was 650 AD that he passed, went to be with his Lord. But he was a missionary to East Anglia and to France. He founded churches and mission bases in Ireland and East Anglia and France, and he was an evangelist reaching out with the love of Jesus. And he has a prayer, and I just want to lead you in this prayer this morning before we close. And I pray that you would experience the Father's embrace right now, the love of the Father, that you would come to know the Father as a loving Father. And so this was the prayer of Fursey of Ireland. And the prayer is this: the arms of God be around my shoulders, the touch of the Holy Spirit upon my head, the sign of the cross upon my forehead, the sound of the Holy Spirit in my ears, the fragrance of the Holy Spirit in my nostrils, the vision of heaven's company in my eyes, the conversation of heaven's company on my lips, the work of God's church in my hands, the service of God and neighbor in my feet, a home for God in my heart, and to God, the Father of all, my entire being. Amen. What a powerful prayer. And so I'd like to encourage you, you know, we'll continue to put these messages online. If you're not feeling comfortable to coming out to church yet, don't worry, be the church. You know, I pray that these messages encourage you. If you have prayer needs, please let us know. We'd love to pray for you and to keep you in prayer. We are currently, through the month of July, I'm fairly sure, all the way through July that we'll continue to meet outside on the lawn for worship, 9:15, 11:15, 2 p.m. Rain, snow, sleet, or shine, we'll be out there. Bring your umbrella for shade or in case it rains. These are shorter services, about 55 minutes in length, around a little less than an hour in length. But God's there, He's moving, and God's with you there in your home, and He's moving there. Just call out to Him, and He's there. He's there for you, and He loves you. Happy Father's Day, everyone. And I want to close this message today with the Lord's Prayer. If you'd like to pray the Lord's Prayer with me. Aren't you glad we can say the Lord's Prayer? Because Jesus has made a way for us to experience the Father's love. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine be the power and the glory. For thine be the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Look forward to seeing you sometime soon. God is for you. Check us out on Facebook for more information and on our website, hopespringsonline.com. God is with you. He loves you.